let's make this a little bit interactive. What are the top three shalashudas foods that you expect to see in any shul?
Tuna.
Tuna, number one. Always, right? I don't even have to ask top three. Top one. It's always tuna fish. So why is it always tuna fish? Is that just, is there an Indian in it always being tuna fish? Like, what would number two be? Okay, egg salad. Yeah. Anything else?
Challah.
Okay, because challah, obviously, challah makes a lot of sense, right? And then if there was a fourth? Okay, fine. So now we're going with, but why is it that tuna is number one? So it's not just that tuna is number one. Number one Friday night appetizer. Gefilte fish, of course. Right? What's our thing with fish and Shabbos? So it happens to be, Mishabur writes that it's right to be makbid in some Reshim and Beis. Mishabur writes to have fish for all three meals on Shabbos. That a person should have fish at all three meals on Shabbos. What is the story with fish for all three meals on Shabbos? I'll tell you something even more. In the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, in some Reish Mem Beis, he writes, Siv Zayin, Af mi she'ein yodo maseges laharbos b'machalei Shabbos. Even a person who can't have too much food, can't afford too much food for Shabbos, tov lo lizar shlo yivchos mishnei tavshilin, you have to buy, it's good to have at least two cooked items, and the reason two cooked items is because normally we assume during the week a person only has one cooked item for a meal, so a Shabbos meal has to be elevated, has to be better than a regular meal. V'tov lizar lechol dogim b'kol su'uda. Elim kein hadagim mazikim lo lefi tivo. O shesodim she'lamen oneg el tzar. If you enjoy fish, or at least you don't hate fish, you should eat fish at every su'uda. Shabbos is meant for oneg, so if it really causes you a lot of pain and things like that, so then you shouldn't. But otherwise, the default is, if you could tolerate fish for all three meals of Shabbos. And then, says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, v'manachar miyakrim ashar shel adagim, if the prices of fish go up, because they see that the Jews always want fish before Shabbos, u'machmas ayesh kam ne'adam sheyicholim likach dagim l'shabbos, and because of that, there are a lot of people that are not going to be able to afford it because they raise the prices, then nachol nesakin shelo yikne shum yisrael me'am dagim, eze shabbosos, kedei shachar kach, yozilu ashar v'yuchlu akol l'kayim mitzvosonik Shabbos. Then as a community, we should boycott the fish industry until they lower the prices, because it's not a tolerable situation if there are Jews that can't have fish for Shabbos. No such comment about meat for Shabbos. No such comment about challah for Shabbos. Fish for Shabbos. It's intolerable that we're going to have Jews who can't afford fish for Shabbos. Mela, we need to boycott until they lower the prices so that everybody will be able to have fish for Shabbos. In Kuntros Achron, on the bottom of Shulchan Aruch HaRav, he says that the Beno Shel HaBeis Hillel, the son of the Beis Hillel, meaning the commentary on Shulchan Aruch Yerodeah, not the Beis Hillel, the son of the Beis Hillel, Kosov Bahagah, writes in Ahagah and Shulchan Aruch Yerodeah Reshit Ches, Didavka Ad Shlish, that this is only true if they raise the price up until one third above the market value, the Hidr Mitzvah Ad Shlish. Because Hidr Mitzvah is Ad Shlish, meaning, since there's a din in the Gemara and Baba Kama, that Hidr Mitzvah Ad Shlish, you're supposed to spend up to one third more than the baseline value in order to fulfill Hidr Mitzvah. So that, and there is a Mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos, so part of the requirement of Oneg Shabbos is to spend one third more in order to be able to afford fish, in order to be able to buy fish for Shabbos. And then the Beis Hillel says, and here's the whopper of the Chiddush, V'siyem de'dagim hu chiyuv gomor mi de'oraisa. Whoa! That buying fish for Shabbos, not buying, eating fish on Shabbos, chiyuv gomor mi de'oraisa. So Shulchan Aruch HaRav says, okay, slow down there. He says, that's a little bit strange, because if there is a chiyuv gomor mi de'oraisa to eat fish, nobody told the Rambam, and nobody told the Shulchan Aruch. And that's a little bit hard to believe, that the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch weren't clued in on that secret, that it's a chiyuv de'oraisa. And he says, also, show me the pasuk. Where does it say in the Torah that you have to have dagim, that you have to have fish? And even midrabanan, it doesn't seem that there's a requirement to have fish, at least al pi nigla, but only al pi nistar is there an inyan to have fish. And the fact that it says Dagim in the Gemara, in many places when it describes a person enjoying himself, a person in Shabbos Kufya Chesam Beis, Dagim Gedolim, Kasa Daharsana, the Shibuta fish in Kufya Tesam and Aleph, as things that are appropriate for Shabbos, that's Mitzvah Min HaMuvchar. But if you can't afford it, then for sure you're going to be Pater. So he says, this Hidr Mitzvah Ad Shlish is not a real, it should not really be applied, says Shulchan Aruch Harav, to fish for Shabbos, because Hidr Mitzvah Ad Shlish means you buy an esrog that's baseline kosher, so you have to spend one third more for the for a more mahudar esrog. But that's because you're dealing with a mitzvah midaraisa. But over here, the whole ikr chiv hadagim is only a hidr mitzvah in the first place. Having fish at all is only a hidr mitzvah. There's no baseline chiv. So raising the prices of fish by one third doesn't mean anything. That number is absolutely meaningless. But bottom line is, what you do see is that there's at least this very great inyan of having fish, and the Shulchan Aruch Harav, while he disagrees with the Beis Hillel's premise that it's a din d'oraisa, he disagrees with the possibility that it's even a din d'rabbanan, but he does agree that it is a good thing to do, and like the Mishnah Berurah says, that a person should have fish for all three meals of Shabbat. So much so, in the Tshuvas Chavalim B'nei Imim, Chelek Beis Simen Ches, says that let's say on Erev Shabbos a person has some money put away, and he has two options. Either he can give some tzedakah, help other people make Shabbos, or he could buy fish. But if he gives tzedakah, he will not have enough money to buy fish, he'll only have enough money to buy meat. Meaning, assuming fish is more expensive than meat, what should he do? Let him give tzedakah, not buy the fish, because the Shulchan Aruch Harav is right. Fish is not a mitzvah d'oraisa, whereas giving tzedakah is a mitzvah d'oraisa. The very notion that it's a shaila, meaning it's, first of all, it makes it very clear that there's some sort of actual inyan about fish, more so than on the Shabbos, because otherwise I would have said, well, ask the guy, what does he prefer, fish or meat? And if he's a guy, and particularly if he's young, chances are the answer is meat. Right, so what's the shaila even by giving tzedakah? Of course, you would say whatever you prefer. No, so you see that there is this inyan specifically of having fish. So so where does it come from? So in a number of svarim, you find this idea, a number of chassidish svarim, and a number of svarim that relate to Torah Sanistar, and they have all sorts of suggestions. Suggestion number one, there is a sefer called Chashava Latova on Inyanei Shabbos that quotes from the Kotzker, who says that the reason we eat fish on Shabbos is because when with other Balei Chaim, when you eat them, there are multiple mitzvos that you do with them. There's Shechita, there's Melicha, there's Nikur. By Dagim, there's no Shechita, right? That's what the Gemara says in Chulin Chavzayinam Beis, that whereas a behema is created min ha'aretz, it therefore requires shchitas shnei simanim. An oaf is created min arakak. It's created from both the from mud, which is a combination of aretz and yam, and therefore it requires shchitas simen echad. Dag is created briyasu min hayam, and therefore requires no shchita whatsoever. You just take it out of the water, you kill it, it's already ready to be eaten at that point. That's the nature of dag. So it does not require shchita, and that's why we eat it on Shabbos. Why, says the Kotzker? Because everything deserves to have some mitzvah done with it. So there's no mitzvah inherently in the preparation of the fish, so at least let us fulfill the mitzvah of Onek Shabbos when we eat the fish. In the Kedushas Levi, in Parshas Vayera, it says that Avraham Avinu gave the Malachim dafka basar and not fish, because he wanted to be mezaris them in mitzvos. And by basar, there are a lot of mitzvos in Shechita, Melicha, Nikor. By Dagim, there are no mitzvos. So that's why he dafka prepared basar as opposed to Dagim. A second possible reason to be makbir on fish, he adds in the same sefer, because Dagim live underneath the water. They don't see the outside world. Their entire world is under this world. It's not really in this world. They're totally removed. They're totally mufka from this olam that we live in. So too, Shabbos is me'ein olam haba. Shabbos, in a certain sense, is mufka from this world, and therefore we eat that which is mufka from this world on the day that is mufka from this world. In the Sefer Divrei Tzadikim, he writes that, no, it's a much simpler thing. Dag, gematria, dalet gimel, Seventh day of the week, you have fish, because that's the gematria of the word dag. Do we actually learn halachos from gematrios? Says halach, it's a remez, it's a parparos l'chachma. In general, gematrios are a good parparos l'chachma. In fact, the Gemara Maseches Chulin on Daf Chav Ches tells us, the Tosos over there says, quotes gematrias to be merames to how many simani meshech by an oaf and how many simani meshech by a behema. Right? He says, the pasuk says, when Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu that you should prepare an animal kasher tzivisicha, like I already told you, but it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah where Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu about how to shecht an animal. So he says, asher. Aleph is echad be'ov. Shin is shnayim lebehema, the two simanim, and reish is rov. That the rov simanim counts as cutting the whole simon. So Tosfos, that's a Tosfos. It's a Tosfos, says such a chasiv shavart. And then he has a Rashi Tevis reading the word kasher backwards. Rubo shel echad, right? Rubo shel echad kasher. That's Tosfos, right? That's Rashi Tevis back. So you have these paparos lechachmas over here as well. Furthermore, he suggests maybe that every bria has its shorish in the olamos elyonim, and the shorish of dagim is in a very, very lofty olam ha'elyon, whatever that means. Also, all tzaddikim amru gulgalim in dagim, meaning when a tzaddik comes back as a gilgal, the kind of gilgal it comes back in is a fish. What on earth does that mean? So first of all, is there even such a thing as a Gilgal? So a quick poll, is there such a thing as a Gilgal? So everyone says yes, right? So that is somewhat debatable. While most people in our tradition, most great Gedolim, assume that there is such a thing as a Gilgal, the Rashash, a Maseches Bava Metzia, is not so sure. Because the Gemara, Maseches Bava Metzia, writes that a person should leave this world the same way he comes into this world. Just like a person comes into this world below Chet, without having done any Averos, so too when he leaves this world, he should be empty from Averos. Says Rashash, Mikan Tshuva Lebalei HaGilgulim. This is an answer to those who believe in Gilgal, because the Gemara makes an assumption. What assumption does the Gemara make? That when you come into this world, you don't have any Averos. And yet, if a person is coming back as a Gilgal, why do people come back as a Gilgal? To fix their Averos. So the Rashash says this is a response to those who believe in Gilgal. But nevertheless, the majority opinion does seem to be to believe in Gilgal. So why would it decide to come back dafka as a fish, as opposed to anything else? So it probably relates to the inyan that we just spoke about before, that when it comes to behema, you need shchitas shnei simanim, which implies that it requires a great, great tikkun. When it comes to an oaf, you only need shchitas simen echad, which implies that it does not need as great a tikkun, because in order to be machshut. When it comes to a dag, what kind of shechita? None at all. You don't even require a shechita, which implies that the tikkun is so minimal that a dag needs. All you need to do is just take it out of the water. The tikkun is so minimal. When it's sad that comes back as a gilgul, the assumption is going to be that the tikkun is very, very tiny. And that's why the tzad that comes back as a fish. I don't know why that would make us want to eat him, but nevertheless, that is the suggestion. Furthermore, the Bnei Yisachar writes that there are three consecutive days that have bracha associated with them in the days of creation. The bracha ledagim is biyom hachamishi. Bracha la'adam is biyom shishi. Anyone who ever learned the first paragraph of Maseches Ksuvos knows this, right? That the bracha of fish, or sefer Bereishis, the bracha of fish is on Thursday. The bracha of people is on Friday, and the bracha of Shabbos is yom hashvi'i. So when you eat fish on Shabbos, you eat the fish on Shabbos. L'kavod HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's a bracha mishuleshes. It's like a chut hamishulesh lo b'meir yinotek. You're combining all three brachos together. And finally, the sefer Taras Chai in the Erev and Daf Yotes says that Shabbos is a remez l'olam haba, so you have to do on Shabbos things that are me'ein yom shekulo Shabbos, me'ein olam haba. And just like in olam haba, what's the meal going to be? What are we going to be eating? Levyasan. Levyasan is a giant fish. So too, on Shabbos, when we're experiencing Mein Olam Haba, we eat dafka a fish. In the Sefer Divrei Torah, Madura Tlisa'a Os Tes, the Divrei Torah from the Munkacher, right? He writes that his grandfather, the Dinever Rebbe, used to eat fish at Kiddush on Shabbos, and dafka not during the Seuda. Why? Because during the Seuda, you're going to wash, and then you won't have to say bracha on the fish. But he held that the fish was such a chashuv inyan that he dafka wanted to say bracha on the fish. So he dafka had fish by Kiddush. He said he wouldn't be mora la halacha that other people have to do this, but that was his personal hakpada. Let's say a person doesn't like eating that much fish, or you don't have that much fish, you only got one little thing of tuna, when should you eat it? So it seems that al pi Kabbalah, the time is really su'uda shlishis. The time is really at shalosh shudis. It could relate to the fact that shalosh shudis, in a certain sense, is kolel all three su'udas of Shabbos. That's what they say. That's why we don't just call it su'uda shlishis. We call it shalosh su'udos. It's the culmination of all. So if you ever want to hit something that relates to all three su'udas of Shabbos, you get it during shalosh shudis. But it does seem that al pi Kabbalah, that's the time that the Mekubalim recommend, based on the Kisvei Arizal, the time that the Mekubalim recommend to Dafka eat fish. In the Tshuvas Vayivarech David, Chelek Aleph Siman Lamed Zayin, he says, let's say Yom Tov falls out on Sunday, and on Shabbos, which is Erev Yom Tov, you split your meal into two, so that you could be Yotzei Shalosh Shudis. He said, you should be makbid, that it's in the second part of that meal that you eat fish. And he says, the fact that people are not so medaktic on that is because it's not so mechuyov on a Shabbos like that to eat Shalosh Shudis because of covered Yom Tov. So that's why we could tone down the Shalosh Shudis a little bit. But if one is going to eat fish, it should be ideally at Shalosh Shudis. So that's a little bit behind the Minog Yisrael to always have tuna fish at every Shalosh. Okay.